From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Black smoke and dust from a powerful car bomb hung over downtown Baghdad for hours today after a suicide bombing. The attack killed at least six Iraqis and wounded dozens of people, including two American soldiers. This bombing comes just as Congress nears a decision on aid for Iraq's recovery, as we'll hear in a moment. And our coverage starts tonight with NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.
American helicopters flew low over the Baghdad hotel. Ambulances evacuated the wounded from the bloody scene on the streets and the hotel courtyard. The explosion shook windows all along a busy road in the heart of the capital. A concrete security wall at the hotel entrance took much of the blast and kept down the number of casualties in what could have been a much more devastating attack.
Hey, get out of the way. Get out of the way.
According to a U.S. military spokesman, the driver had run a heavily guarded American checkpoint. U.S. soldiers and Iraqi security guards on the roof of the hotel opened fire, but the driver apparently set off the bomb a few yards from the hotel entrance. A second car also exploded, but it's not clear if the gunfire set off the gas tank. The blast toppled parts of the security wall and set fire to the hotel next door. Harin Dufarar, who works for the U.S. Army as a barber, was in his room on the fourth floor.
I saw more than 20 people with blood. Totally disaster, their body and, you know, face. Blood, everywhere blood, my hotel.
The Baghdad Hotel also houses Americans working on contracts in Iraq and many members of the Iraqi Governing Council, American allies in rebuilding the country.
I live in the Baghdad Hotel.
Samir El-Sumaidi is an Iraqi council member. He was out of the hotel when the bomb went off, but one member of the council who was in the hotel was slightly injured. Iraqi Governing Council members have been targets before. One council member has been assassinated. Today could have been another attempt, says El-Sumaidi.
I don't know exactly whom they were after, but I guess whoever it is, they didn't get him.
Security in Baghdad has deteriorated over the past few weeks, even as security measures have been tightened. The Baghdad Hotel had a 12-foot concrete crash wall at the front entrance. Even so, a car bomb in the heart of the capital is a brazen attack, says Sumaidi.
There are those who do not want this experiment to succeed, and they're trying to derail it. It will not undermine everything we do, mainly because the people don't want it.
A U.S. congressional delegation gave the same upbeat message. Jim Saxon, a Republican from New Jersey, says Iraq is making progress.
Border security, firemen, trained by Americans but enthusiastically carried out by Iraqi citizens. We think they are courageous heroes for what they're doing.
He and three other members of the House Armed Services Committee have been touring Iraq. They pledged to approve a controversial $87 billion spending package, including more than $20 billion in aid to rebuild the country. Republican John M. McHugh is from New York.
There's no doubt in my mind that every cent of it is justified, every cent of it is needed, and as far as this one vote is concerned, every cent of it's going to be delivered for a better, free Iraq.
But for all the progress here, there is no way to put a good spin on a car bomb in a heavily guarded street in central Baghdad. This is a determined enemy. It is the second suicide attack in less than a week. One Iraqi who witnessed the bombing today said Iraq is now a place of death. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.